Morning.
Good to see everyone this morning. Isn't it a beautiful day out? Good to be in the house of the Lord. I'd like to invite you to be with us in our Sunday school, and I want to share the golden text verse that we had of our lesson today. It's Luke 8:35. This verse says, "They came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind." And of course, this is the very familiar story that we've probably all heard about and studied about before, about how Jesus sent out, it says, a legion of demons out of a man. And what was the result? Well, the people around him asked Jesus to leave after they saw this. And it makes you wonder, why could they do that? But think about it. It's for the same reason we haven't learned our lesson yet, because look at our society today. The people were more concerned about their self-interest than there was. This man had been saved and had been healed. And then what's going on in our society today? The reason you see such backlash against Christianity is because people have been led to believe that their self-interest and their self-esteem and their needs of "you owe me" or our "society owes me" is more important. Because what does Christianity, what does Jesus teach us? Do unto others. And the world is saying, no, take what you can get. And that's what's going on in the world. We've got a lot of work ahead of us. And we're going to be swimming upstream, folks. But reach out, love harder than you ever have, reach farther than you ever have, talk more than you ever have, and show God's love into this world. Because this world is hurting for it so bad. All right. We've got some April showers. And I want to start out with Miss Naomi. She had her birthday this past week. 96 years old. So I'm going to come to you, Miss Naomi. Let's sing happy birthday to her. I told her I hope she gets 96 more, and she fussed at me. I don't think she wants 96 more. Can't much blame her. Now next we got a young fella back here in the back here, Mr. Bradley. Come on up. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Naomi kind of looks even better at her 96 than you do. Just saying. I'll tell you right now, she's tougher than you are, because I know she's tougher than me. All right, Sally. I think she is. Don't say anything, she'll forget about it. Yes, we do. And I want to mention, oh, well, he probably just now somebody reminded him of it. Come on, Don.
We don't need no smart car.
Baby self, I get Miss Naomi on you too. Nah, I know. Come on up. She got her new birthday outfit, didn't she, pretty? Let's keep them going. Now, I do want to mention one. We got a young lady that's got celebrating her birthday today. Mr. Ken Cole's mother, Era Cole. This lady is celebrating her birthday, and today she is 105 years old. What a blessing. Marilyn, you've had a mother-in-law for a long time. Well, bless her heart. Certainly she has been blessed. All right, I also want to mention, if I can get turned around here. I'm getting all discombobulated. Anniversaries. On the 12th. Lloyd and Susan Bryson celebrated their 42nd anniversary, so let's give them a hand. Lloyd said he couldn't believe it's only been 42 years. All right, is that it? We finally through with all you people getting older? All right, bless your hearts. Been a good day. All right, Pastor?
Wonderful to celebrate these special occasions here in our church family, and so glad that God has blessed some with a longevity of life and others with good marriages. What a blessing that is. Let's stand together and open our service with a word of prayer, please. Would you join with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you that today is a day that you've made. We can rejoice. We can be glad in it. We certainly look around us and rejoice, Lord, in the beauty of this day. Outside, but we also want to thank you, Lord, that here in this sanctuary we can rejoice together because of who you are. You are our Heavenly Father. You're the God of our life. And so we've come this morning, Lord, to worship you, to exalt your name, to glorify your presence with us. So we thank you and praise you. May this be a service of special blessing in each of our lives. Lord, would you do your work within our hearts as only you know that which needs to be done. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.
Well, again, welcome to everyone. It's good to see each one out. Those of you that are visiting, it's good to have you with us. And it's always good to have you members with us. I want to call attention to your front of your bulletin this morning. If you see this picture, you can thank that young lady back there sitting next to Miss Norris, Miss Susan Bryson, as she took this picture on one of her hiking outings, and so Daphne put that on the bulletin this morning, and thank you for sharing that, Susan. She didn't charge us any rights or anything on that, so we're good. Speaking of signing, we've got several sign-up sheets back there. And, of course, most of you probably have already seen them and maybe signed some or all of them. But just a reminder, well, there's one back there for the mother-daughter dinner, which will be May the 3rd. If you'll sign that, if you're going to be able to come to that. And there's some information on that inside your bulletin. Also, there's going to be a musical group from Bob Jones at Bethany Bible Church. That's May the 1st at 6 p.m. Sign up there if you can go to that or like to go, and so we can get an idea how many is going to be going for that. Also, there's a sign-up sheet for the VBS work night this Friday night, so hamburgers and hot dogs. So come and join the meal and the fellowship and get ready for Bible school. It'll be here before we're ready for it, I guess. But and also there's a sign-up sheet in the back for the nursery. So sign any or all of those that you feel led to be a part of, and we'll greatly appreciate that. Also, there is a birthday card in the back for Mrs. Cole, that young little lady that we're going to send to her. So if you'll sign that, we'll get that to her as well. Seemed to me like we got a lot of April Fools here in this. April birthdays. That's what I was thinking about. But anyway, I got a card here. Emmanuel Baptist Church, thank you for the loving gift in Eloise Prater's memory. We are sending it to the Gideons in her memory. They do a wonderful job of spreading the gospel to the world. Our prayers are for both our churches. Our congregations are so connected by kin, location, where we are, but mainly the love of neighbors. God blessing on each of you, the family and church for Eloise. So good card there. So I'm going to share that with you. All right. Our chorus of praise, 261, if you need the words for that, if you'll please stand.
Find the call to worship there in your bulletin from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 12. Let's read it responsively. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near.
Let the wicked forsake thy ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater,
so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands.
All right, turn in your hymnal to number 441. 441.
Thank you.
You have your Bibles, want to turn to Psalm 44, starting in verse number 14. Psalm 44, starting in 14. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me. For the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth, by reason of the enemy and avenger. All this has come upon us, yet we have not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from the way. Though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons, and covered us with the shadow of death, if we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God stretch this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake.
The words of the psalmist in his prayer to God for those times when he felt and the others felt that God had forsaken them. But of course he hadn't. They had forsaken God, but he hadn't forsaken them. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we come before you as a congregation this morning, we thank you that we can join together in our minds and our hearts and pray to you as a people of God, those who have been redeemed by our Savior, those, Lord, that you have called to by your name. And we belong, Lord, to the family that we're only members by faith in Jesus Christ. And so we thank you, Lord, for the privilege we have that we can call upon you this morning. Lord, we want to first just recognize that you're the Father of us all through faith in Christ, and you're the creator of this beautiful universe that we enjoy. You're the one who sustains us and gives us all that we need, Lord, each day. And so we want to thank you, Lord, for your many blessings and for your kindness and your goodness in our lives. We know there are people in our world, Lord, today who do not know you, and they reject you, Lord. And we pray for them today that you would open their hearts and their minds to understand the gospel of Jesus, that they might be saved. Many of those folks live right here in our neighborhood, in Mills River, and the surrounding communities. And so, Lord, we ask that you'd help us to be good witnesses and testimonies for the glory of God. We thank you for your great creation and your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for the church, the body of Christ that you have left in this world to be a witness and testimony for you. And we pray that Emmanuel Baptist Church would be such that this congregation would be known throughout this community as people who love God, people who love his word, a place where you can come and be received and loved and nurtured and hear the gospel and come to know Christ. So, Lord, give us a good testimony. Help us to live that way, that Christ will be exalted in us and through us. Lord, we thank you for the freedoms that we have as Americans. We thank you for our country today. Even though we see many, many problems, Lord, we see things happening that we don't like, that we know that are not right with you. We thank you that we're free people, Lord, and that you have blessed us abundantly. God, we thank you for that in spite of our sin. We pray that you'd help us to turn from our wickedness and turn unto you, Lord. We know that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. God, help us not to reproach your name, but to glorify you. Lord, there are many people on our prayer list today that we can see, and many we've been praying for a long time. We thank you, Lord, for the healing that you've given. We thank you for the answers to prayer. We thank you that there are folks with us this morning, Lord, we prayed for. Thank you that Stella's back with us. And pray you continue to bless her and strengthen her. We thank you that Naomi's here as well. We pray you continue to bless her, and thank you for the many, many years, Lord, that you've given to her. We pray for those who are not with us today. Think about Mary Brown, that she might feel better. Pray for this man, David Mitchell, Lord, has a brain tumor, that you would touch his heart, touch his life, touch his brain, Lord, and heal him, Lord, if that's your will. We ask, Lord, that you'll continue to bless many others that we've been praying for, Tommy Moore, and as he continues, Lord, to struggle with his health issues. Please pray for him. Pray for his family, Lord, that you would minister to each one of them, God, in your wisdom and grace. And for Tommy Moore, we pray for him and that you continue to bless him personally, Lord. Pray for Alex Freeman, continued health and strength for him, and for Tony Reddick, Lord, in the needs that he has in his life. Lord, we know there are many physical needs, but we also pray for spiritual needs. Lord, for people to come to grips with their salvation and by faith put their faith and their trust in you alone. Pray for Kathy Persons and for Reva today and for Beulah and for Sandy that she's with us today. Lord, thank you for raising her up. Continue to strengthen her. Pray for our brother Bruce today, Lord, who's not well, and for Glenda. Just bless them and strengthen them. And Lord, there are others I'm sure that we're not aware of. There are unspoken requests in our hearts and minds. So Lord, you know all those things. And we're so thankful today, Lord, that you're a God who hears our prayers and you're a God who answers them. Lord, we want your answers to be the ones that we would accept, that will not fight and struggle against you, Lord, but will trust in you to know that whatever you do is always right. Lord, you're a perfect Heavenly Father, and we thank you for all of these blessings that you give us. Lord, we ask that you'll continue to bless this service. We pray that we will exalt Christ and that we'll build each other up in the faith. And Lord, we'll reach out to those who are lost around us that they might come to know you. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. Continue to bless us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Ron. At this time, we'll take our morning offering. And Brother Phil, if you'll come, Steve, get a couple of our young guys here.
It should be done.
Our dear Lord, we thank thee again for this, the gift of another day. Lord, we thank you for the beauty of it and for the awesomeness of your creation, Lord, as we just see it exploding on every angle, Lord, and we praise you for that. Lord, we praise you for the area that we live in, and Lord, we praise you for the land that we live in. Lord, we know there's a lot wrong with the United States, but Lord, we know it's one of the best in the world, and Lord, we just pray that you'd stir hearts. We pray that you'd turn hearts, Lord, that we might turn back to following you and looking to you for guidance in going day by day with our nation. Lord, we just pray now that as we come to this time of giving back a portion which we've been blessed with, that we'll give accordingly, Lord, and that it'll be used in a way that'll glorify you. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Here. He's one of the missionaries that we support, and Patrick's ministry is here in our community where he visits a lot of the rest homes and ministers to people that can't get to church and can't get out. So we appreciate that ministry, and he wants to bring us an update, see how God is blessing him, and sing a couple songs for us. And then when he's done singing, we'll sing a hymn, and then I'll preach for about an hour and a half, and then we'll head on home. Amen, brother? Okay, please come.
I certainly thank the Lord for the honor and privilege to be back this morning. And I just want to come by and say thank you all for your faithful support and prayers for Mountaineer Ministries. And we have a song of praise to the Lord for all that he's done for us this year. This vocal or for the guitar?
It's guitar.
Okay. Okay, thank you, brother. Say with all honesty this morning, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Again, I thank you for your faithful support. What has the Lord done in Mountaineer Ministries? Well, he's blessed us in the area of finances. It seems like our yearly struggle is to try to reach our support goal. And the Lord's added unto us about $7,500 more in annual support this year. Four new ministry partners. So I thank you for praying diligently. The Lord is answering prayer. The Lord's also sent a pastor and an assistant pastor to try to help us complete our ministry partner development. And so it seems like the load's getting a little bit lighter. I used to hear some of my mentors, some of the older pastors preaching. It seemed like they were just cruising along so easy. And I thought, how do they do that? How did they get there? How did they do that? But, you know, the Lord helps. And the load gets a little bit lighter. But the Lord's helping us in the area of faith and giving us some wisdom for our outreach and expansion. I've had four days in a row this week that the Lord just met with us in a great way. And at the Fleshers of Fairview, at the skilled nursing and the rest home, the folks commented to me afterward, well, we had a good meeting, didn't we? And Thursday at the Autumn Care, things really broke loose, and some of the residents gave testimonies of how the Lord helped them and how they were looking forward to the heavenly home. And just a lot of rejoicing going on down there. And then I was really surprised on Friday morning at the Bryan Center of Laurel Park, third day in a row, the same thing happened. And so we're so thankful the Lord answers prayer and he's with us. The Bible said he went with the apostles showing signs as they preached and working with them. And I'm glad the Lord's working with us and blessing his work. I saw Sister Nina Bedingfield's name on the prayer list. And the way it worked out, we had a little bit of a struggle along with that on Friday. And I ended up there in the morning and in the afternoon. When I went back for the afternoon portion, I was visiting a neighbor. And she happened to be, Sister Nina just happened to be right next door to my neighbor's room. So got to have a wonderful prayer with her, and I think she was supposed to get to go home on the next day. So I'm very thankful I got to fellowship with her. I got to attend most of my life at church with her up at Mount Olivet Baptist many years ago. So we're thankful the Lord's helping Sister Nina. But that's the way the Lord works, and we're just thankful that the Lord's working with us and giving us the faith and wisdom about the outreach and expanding. And the Lord's working with us about the future. You know, we have the goal of serving 50 care centers, but boy, it's a blessing what we're doing right now. Amen. And I believe the Lord's helping us with that. And I don't want to forget the Father's goal. You know, help us pray and continue to pray that God would open up hearts to receive the gospel. That's the most important part. That's the reason why we go. Among the not only the residents but the staff members that need the Lord. So I guess my prayer request at this time would be pray that the Lord would help us to be good stewards and give us wisdom and continue to bless us. The Lord helps us in the area of faith. I believe it was early part of November, my work car died. And I think this was the third time I was approved for financing to buy another car. And the Lord intervened, and on a Monday, I found out my car couldn't be repaired. On the Tuesday, I was brokenhearted. I had that little car for 5 years, sold it off to be crushed in a little cube. And on Wednesday, I had another car. And so the Lord works in mysterious ways, and he's so good to provide for us and help us. So thank you so much for your faithful support. We couldn't do what we do. Our ministry team's growing. We got Jim Miller playing the guitar, Sister Jane Stosilovich playing the piano. Sometimes her husband Tom comes along when he can and plays an accordion. So amazing how the Lord's growing the team and sending folks to help. But thank you so much for praying. And I bring you one last song. As long
Brother Patrick. If you will, take your hymnals and turn to number 259. Number 259, we'll sing the first and the last verse. Let's all stand as we sing.